going to try to discuss two things. One is any coolers from the ideas of Lenny, Ribis, Tiwetha Muma, and the second thing is dealing with companies. I think another day someone probably will give it corporations more generally, but I'll just mention the aspect of it. You go by rove. You go by rove, company is a rove people. Okay, so Mumer, and feel free to like interrupt at any point. Also, probably is this the case with a lot of ribbis. Until you have like a big picture, I won't know for sure what the halacha is, but this is just the way it seems. From Kuvnun Tess, if they is it says, what's the din of running to Mumer? The din is that it's mutter lahavos ribbis to give him a loan and charge him ribbis. But also lovos and men ribbis, it's also to give it's an usher to take loans from him and give him ribbis. Why? Because Tosis the Rosh tour most a lot of Rishonim said the reason for or at the core of taking ribbis is the chayav yichud malchut to live with you and peacefully and comfortably. And if you take ribbis from someone, you have to pay them back. Ribbis is yotze b'dayanim based on that pasuk. But for some reason, there's no mitzvah to be yotze the mitzvah of yotze b'dayanim. Then there is no mitzvah on taking the ribbis in the first place. That's the way the Torah and the Rosh is at Mufrach. I'm not certain, but that equation is where the Torah presented the reason why you should be allowed to take ribbis from a momer is because there's no mitzvah chayachis haimach on a momer. I have no mitzvah to have to support him as my brother, so I have no mitzvah to have to support him. I'll take ribbis. Can I give him ribbis? No, because I would be looking at him. He has no right to take ribbis from me. He'd be violating chayachis haimach. He'd be violating all the rules of ribbis, and then I'd be violating with me either. Just time ha'ara. There is lifnei iver. We said in this in the beferish in the shah in the taz gimel beferish in the shah gimel and beferish in like the rishonim it was lifnei iver. And even though by the way that is a major discussion if there is by anything that's not real lifnei iver because mesayaya if there's ever an iser of mesayaya to a moment. For example, if you want to give an office building to someone who's going to use it for full Shabbos, or whatever, 10 other great examples that we talk about in Mesayan and Lefnei Iver, and giving food to someone who's not going to make a bracha. So there's a shah. Oh, I actually don't remember which sermon it was. Not so far ago, not so long ago, somewhere else in El Hakon. That the Shah holds that there is no limiting around that because we're certain that he's going to do it. As long as he's going to do for certain, do the Avira, then there is no Nisalaya. And the Dagon Mubava says it really depends on his das, whether he can do or not. Anyway, the Mishnah Berurah brings that it's like a big Salahak or a lot of shrimp. Anyway, it doesn't really help though, because then it's Vadai when it's a Navi Nisalaya Shaila. He could have done something else. He could say, let me either straight up, I'm doing it with him. And they saw the Mishnah Malach with Gurum Kisla Chuva that all Inyanim of Ribis are not treated like Mesayaya. Just because, he could have taken out a loan from somebody else because it's a Avera that takes party of two to violate. It's two Jews to violate. So you can't say, he could have done Ribis with another Jew. If you're doing Ribis, it's because I'm a Jew and he's a Jew and I decided to serve Ribis. I could have given to him one just free or could have done this deal with him instead of not paying the ribbons and find someone else to do it with. But how they decided to do it? Yeah, it's true. There was a shoot in Moshe, somebody else had disagreed with him, but that's the practice in this shock I'm passing to. Anyway, that's the standard opinion. There's one other opinion in the Rishonim about ribbons of the Mumer that it's not brought on the base of Yosef. There are two other opinions. One that is brought on the base and one that's not. The other one that's going to base Yosef is the opinion that's totally usher to take or give ribbis. It's Rav Yoh and Rashi. It was one opinion because Yisrael, Avrisha Fata Yisrael. Yeah, it's too bad he sinned, okay, but this is Yisrael. And you're a Chosh Vakid Dushin, so just because he sinned, it's not a Hetter. That is a Shita. It is totally outvoted. I think it was like 11 to 1. Most of Rishonim, 11 to 1. Lots of Rishonim all said it was meant. That's what we passed it. That was Mutter. The Rishonim that's such a is quoted. The other extreme.
That's the Ramah's Chumah, right?
Oh, there was a Hela you shouldn't do. Right?
Only half the Chumah was
starting. I didn't remember. I forgot, so thank you. You're right. Total half of the natural last time you're going to try to avoid it. good. You're right. Fair. The other extreme day was Shitadada was mutter to give or to lend Ribbis because he's not like Achicha. Like, oh, somebody's Ampha. If someone's somebody's Ampha, you basically don't have any mitzvah been on the chaver to him. You can hit them, you can curse them. And the Mishnah brings the mitzvah and talk about to him. There might not be any lichni, but there might not be many of the many mitzvahs where it says Achicha, Ampha, Re'echa, might not apply to him. Lashnar might not apply to him. Now, they also want to say, so to Ribbis might not apply. That is. The Ramban brings a day like that, and he says he thinks that's Masachat Kutim, which says the Kutim is mutter to the Loga or Malva the Ribbis to the Kutim. And since the Kutim have done Mumers going to Gimel, so that's Masachat Kutim Chita. That is mutter to the Malva and Loga. And he said, I, the Yerushalmi, Tosis brings the Yerushalmi that it's mutter Lahavos, Mumim Beribbis. He says, why Gafka? It's mutter Lahavos, or it's mutter Lovos. You can do either way. You can take Ribbis or give interest. So it's not any contradiction. And he says, well, Maisa Tzaki says, the turn straight from the Tosas, it's only mutter to take rib, it's not mutter to give interest. So the Ramban brought it up, he went past in it.
That deals with the Lichnei also?
Yeah, he's not, that's going to be, that sheet isn't saying, he's not including the Pasuk of not just Chei Achicha. He's not included in whatever. He's just not, he's Jewish, but In any Ben Amal Chavira, and this is somewhat Ben Amal Chavira oriented, he's excluded the Lagamer. He's not a Chicha.
I'm saying that it doesn't apply to him.
He's a Re'echa, when you take from your Re'echa. So he's not included.
But does it not apply? Isn't and the whole issue the other side?
It's wasn't either.
Yeah, is that, it applies to him still.
Yeah, I think it still doesn't. The Ramban brought this though, because he's excluded from this Parsha. It's not a it's like a transaction between a goy and a Jew.
He called you and asked if it was mutter for him.
I would say it's mutter.
He's a Russia, so he's allowed to charge interest now or take interest.
That's what that day sounds like it's saying.
Yeah.
Is it a heter for him or it's a heter for him?
Or is it somehow only mutter for him?
I'm trying to bring it up.
Because that's what everyone else was. Av Mishachata Yisrael is. He's not allowed to pay
that.
He's not allowed to.
Yeah, that's
the
Rashi bro.
Collect interest.
And we don't hold that. We don't hold that someone who's a Meshumah is not Jewish. There's no real shita like that. So I think this is particular Ben Al Chavira the way I said, but let's just hold up. And then okay. While I'm getting it.
We can look it up after the Chabur.
Yeah, I think Emma will do it after. It's the Ramban. I'm trying to find it. Ramban of Edition. Okay, after the result poll. Okay, those are 3 days. The Anachanami we have here in my focus. Lavacha, the Shulchan Aruch says, Pashin, it's Mutter. He calls Tosis the Torah and the Rosh, the Shittas. And the Ramah says, Yesh Achmir. There's a reason to be Achmir if you could avoid. Okay, so I just wanted to bring up an Ephraim Sad, which is just sort of obvious. What would you say when you take the Neslamaisa to contemporary secular Jews? Or would we judge them like Umar? So for that, probably I would want to look at Sif Gimel here, where it brings up the Karayim, that the Karayim also were happy person, but the Rambam says they don't have a Din Mumer because they were brought up with the wrong beliefs. That's, they were brought up not to be in Torah. And that's why they're not Din Mumer, and therefore they have no Kulas, and therefore they have all Yisurin, and therefore you can't take Rulis from them. That's Shulchan Aruch. And the Ramah echoes it also, and he says the Ben Amishumah is also treated like a Tinyan Shanishma because he was shogi, he was brought up all these wrong days, even though he was aware, even if he was aware of a religious Jew in his lifetime, and he didn't become poor. That is, the, in terms of Rishonim, like in the Dark Emotion, he mentions the Machlokas, and the Beis Yosef also came up. The Mukhe Yosef brought the day of Rabbeinu Tam. If once in his life he was aware of a Jew that was religious, he's no longer, he hasn't been out of a Mumer if he doesn't become religious. And the Re learned that like that. It's only he said, even that kid is still brought up with the wrong dads. And the Rambam and the Beis Yosef sounded, he said explicitly, that we're going to follow the Rambam over the Rabbeinu Tam. He thought it was a machlokas. And in other words, that the Rambam would match with the Bnei Karayim, even if the Bnei Karayim were aware of from Jews. The Ramah's words are not super clear what he held. But we had a raya. Tino, I was reading, yeah, I'll see what he said. Tino Shanish Rabbeinu Akum, Vini Odemi Torah Sisrael Klau. Then, Dino Karayim also all over the Ribbis. It sounds like a more limited, narrow version. He's not aware of the Jews ever. The same, Mumerit, Shish Loben Min Akum, Shaben Ha'areu. This second thing, though, either contradicts or expands the first one. Because this Ben Akum is Erei Kamoa. She's called a Mumer. And this is called
Kamoa.
Nikra Mumer. What is it? Nikra Mumer.
He's Kamoa, like he's Jewish.
Nikra Kamoa, he's Jewish. What's
the name?
God, it's still also Avol Lebarib. It's because the Tinnish Nishka. And this line, the Tinnish Nishka line, is saying it's also to take Ribbis from this kid, because the kid is not a woman. The kid is Kitrina Tinnish Nishka. So I thought also, what's it? Shachet. He basically implied.
Aser and the Rama can't be his Kama. Aser has to be real Aser. Because just keeping in mind, the Rama is the one who was masked man previously. So.
I think it's real because of the next words, Kitino Chinishma.
And his Kama before wasn't like. He was like. Tov la'achmir in Afshar.
I think also the.
This is more.
The Shach implies like this. Said, he says. The parents, you know, whatever, they're a mummer. But so he's quoting that to make as the first opinion, I think, is what that's what the mummer meant. And Nuki Yosef, Katabashim Rabbeinu Tam, he's mummer. So the Ramoja came to base Yosef, Katabakaran, the Lokavate, Hodin Baha. Once we followed the Beis Yosef, followed the Rambam, the Quran, we should also follow him over here. So I believe that Shach, I believe the Shach was passing in, or quoting here, at least telling you the Tzach of the Ramah would be bigger than the Kula. Yeah, the words are.
Maybe it's even if he met a Jew.
Yes. That's my understanding. I'll offer from that Ramah. Also from that, Beis Yosef and the Dark Emotion. The Dark Emotion didn't present it like it was in the, like it presented like that was the main sheet. It was the Re and the Rambam. The Shach, though, by the way, though, definitely Shach Vav does highlight that there definitely are other opinions on this. It's not so clear. Besides that, Rabbeinu Tam we were just talking about by the Karayim, like there was a big machlokes, and the Marshal says that they actually are Mumarim against the Rambam, and not big. You know, there's other opinions, and it's very unclear. The Shach basically says he doesn't even know which Rambam the Beis Yosef quoted, and he likes these other opinions. He's ready to be machmir. Then the Kuzakazi he says, like, by the way, though, I actually found the Rambam that was talking about Hilchos Mamrim, and actually does sound very much like Hedya, Sarachin Ladin. So he doesn't actually tell you his fact, but like, see, he's actually a lot more cautious. Kuzakazi also brings that this is a discussion. If you have another suffix, you could be maker. It's fake, basically. Right? That's what the Radbaz does. It's fake, fake. Suffix the kid's Jewish, suffix the kid's not Jewish, and then if the kid's Jewish, the kid's a mummer, according to a lot of sheetahs, and there's a mummer you can take away. Fake, fake. That's the opinion of the Radbaz. So, in other areas, how do we pass on this Shiloh? In terms of, like, basically, the non-from Jew is aware of Jews, aware of Orthodox Jews in their lifetime, which is today probably very, very common in by Israelis who are not from or the like. So, do you apply them to Mishnah? So, there's a very old tradition to call any of the non-religious Jews in our time and modern secular Jews as Tinnish Nishma. It comes from
It comes from the Binyan Zion, Rattlinger, in Germany more than 100 years ago, 130 years ago or so. He was the first one who applied it that way. Three kulas, why they're not Makalei Shabbos. One of them, the most important one, was for our purpose, the Tinuk Shanish Bo. So that's my Ha'ara. Yeah, so the Ha'ara, they don't bring, it's like brought one or two in the Poskim. The majority of the Poskim, when they discussed it, they don't discuss it from the Shachana or Ramah. Some of them bring the Ramah. But yeah, the Ha'ara is absolutely totally, it's absolutely connected. The Sefer Walls of Outreach, I don't know, a rabbi from the day, I don't remember his name. But he, and like half of what I'm going to say now in the next few minutes is all from that Sefer. He organizes a lot of this, and he absolutely brings the rabbi from the Shulchan Aruch and Ramah that we do pass in the Rambam. He does mention the Shach, but he says, the things like that was the Iker Adin. This Binyan Tzion says that, and it's definitely a very important sheet. Extremely important Shita. Who agrees? I have here a big list. Rav Hirsch said it also in his day. The Beis Yitzchak, Rav Shmelkes also in the late 1800s. Lama Lahawil, the Rav Chaim Ozer, the Marsham, Rav Aaron Volkin, also in the beginning of the century. Rav Cook, Rav Avram Yitzchak Cook, the Shaul Vanishal, the Chazanish. We'll get back to Chazanish. Rav Hinkin, Rav Scheinberg, Mincha Yitzchak, Shevet Levi. Fine. Chosen in August. Mincha Yitzchak, this is what I have here in one place. Yeah, he agrees. The Mincha, yeah, I have, he disagrees with, I have Mincha, Mincha Lazer, he has a Harif Chuvah saying the Binyan Tzion is totally right. So, I don't think it's more, I didn't mind all the Chuvahs myself, I absolutely didn't, but that Laws of Outreach brought a lot of the Chuvahs. That is the, it's a not insignificant group of poskim. Over a dozen Gedolei Hador of the last generation had sent this psak. Menachem Elazar thinks it doesn't make any sense, and he doesn't really explain it. Say, what do you mean?
When they're saying that, what are they saying it about?
They're saying it about being the kula, being the chomer. Yeah, they're not dino kahakom. Yeah. It might therefore also lead to everything else. Yes, you can count them for a minyan. They can get aliyahs and they can read from the Torah. They can do everything else. They shouldn't be called. All their apikorsis das is irrelevant. They have a lot. They basically are like a from yid that once had a lot of kashas and he had no good terusim. So basically has a few from ideas in his mind, but those are all buffel and they don't really count for anything. That's what you could definitely say from that approach. We're going to say it's not possible that all those nafkunas fall out, and that's what we're going to talk about soon. But that is the my comparison. Someone's kashas is absolutely. He believes in all your gimli karma. He's just kashas on them. He's going to get an olam haba in every way, shape, or form. So the Tinuk Shanishba. No, he didn't. Stayed in the derech. He just had lots of kashas, and he never died from the kasha. I'm saying this Tinuk Shanishba is like a Jew. The whole of our bein lekula bein lechomer. No, there's nothing. There's no din like ma'omer b'chla. Read a blank in his packet. I'm sorry if I'm going to go over like in 20 minutes. Yeah, it's going to go more than 20 minutes. Do you guys care?
No, it's fine.
30 minutes.
Did you see? I know we did some of this together. Like, let's say he's a Tino Shanishba, and then he does NCSY for a year.
Yeah, so I'll get to it.
Goes to Rosh Shabbatones. And then at the end he decides, like, it's just too hard.
Yeah, so I'll get to it. Lechore, there's not going to be a Rubis. Chavir part, a lot of this is allowed after.
We're fascinated, fine. I think.
Anyway, the thing that was, right, we'd blink like had in his packet about Nebuch Apikoros and Apikoros from Rav Elchanan and Rav Chaim. That's not a Pasha. He quoted it from the Radvaz. Even in the Radvaz and Rav Kook, the Radvaz is Beferish, someone who has deos that are against the Yigamli Karn, but does them because that's how he's brought up, is Geto on Haba, and he's not considered he's considered Tinuk Shanishba even for deos. Even, whatever. Okay. It's a discussion. Yeah. There is that line.
I don't know. Because then where are you going to draw the line? Like,
is there any difference between that and the guy who was from the town?
Like, I don't know. Maybe I have irreligious cousins. They've been to us for a Shabbos, though.
That's not actually, like, learning anything.
So, what about someone who was brought up where parents are not so religious, but he went to 12 years of day school, and he went to Israel for a year. And then he goes to secular college, and unfortunately goes off, he marries a non-Jew. He was much more than exposed. He, like, he had many Shabbaton, yeah. Many Shabbatonim, and he...
That guy's even further, I think, from my NCSY guy who grew up not from religious.
Yeah,
but NCSY people, I don't know. You think someone like that who goes to these Shabbatons and stuff? I mean, I don't know what NCSY teaches them. I don't think they really think about it as like I'm chayav to do this. Like this is an obligation. I mean, they just think of it as like Shabbos, so nice, God, beautiful, Tefillah, Torah. I don't want to. But they don't think about it as like, this is not like your chayav and their consequences in Israel, this or this and other, you have to do. So I don't know if they really understand.
Emotion makes that one of the things
that
can, that if somebody knows they have to do something, if somebody knows that this is Judaism, but he just thinks some people do and some people don't, emotion, we'll do emotion now more in depth, he says that's still going to be a movement. You don't say that, you say if it's something that they know this is defined as Judaism, they just think it doesn't mean that they have to do it, that's not called a reason not to do it. That's their type of telling them that they don't want to do it, but if they do it consistently and they're mumar lahachis, even not lahachis, and they're considered mumar, that also like could be made. Now,
but also as Mara said, like there's a conservative movement and a reform movement, yeah. So it just distorts things for people. This is Judaism. So like this one's too hard for me. I'll do that one.
Reform, someone's brought up reform from the beginning and like things like that's right, and everything else is just chumros and whatever.
So that's
much more like Tumas Nishba than someone who's aware of like facts, is aware of like the halachas. It's just like it doesn't speak to him. He's just apathetic. He's just indifferent to that. That's what Ramosha was saying. Like that's what I think. That's very different sort of question. All right, let's just bring up now. The Chazon Ish says the Siman Aleph is Vav and then Bet Chaf Chai. In Yordaea, those are the places where he talks about. He says, first of all, there's no even however we're going to come out in this whole sugya. There's no, it's usher to hate them because there's no din to talk about as much as that. That's his whole shita. Whether it's not so, definitely not pasha, but that's the shita that you can't give talk about because, no, you can, but they're not just like in the Kabbalah. If they're not going to be Kabbalah, you can't give it. So everybody's like, kodim talk about, they're kodim talk about, you can't say hate them. Of course, I guess my mini like that. Great. And you don't do more reading anymore because we don't live in the Shad. Nisim, yeah, we're going to point out that's really difficult because they're not in Chokhanar quote more reading. But Chazmir said in that we foul either. So those two halachas, hating them and more reading, I don't care who we're going to foul on, everything else. Really, that is Muslim. But the Chazmir says about the Machlubs Rishon, between the Shach and the Shulchan Aruch and everybody else about the Quran, he says they're not really arguing. There's no machlokes etzem. Their argument is in shir, and there's absolutely a shir. Everybody agrees they're a Tinuk Shinshma. There's absolutely a shir. Everybody agrees they're not a Tinuk Shinshma. And it's not really a major machlokes, the Shach and Shulchan Aruch. Everybody agrees to the Rambam. The Rambam's right. It's just the Shach is saying by the Quran, in his day, he even suggests maybe it changed already from the days of the Rambam to the days of the Shach. It could be. It is the Rambam. They were brought up in their own communities. They weren't aware of Orthodoxy. So then, yeah, they're Tinuk Shemishba. You're right. But the days of the Shach, they were much fewer of them. They were much more aware of the Orthodox Jews already.
And then they're considered Kara, and then they're considered Mumar. That's the Chazanish's basic point. In terms of the exact shear, it's impossible to figure out. I mean, it says every person has to ask their own base din, and you can't pass on an individual because each individual case is totally different. So Chazanish is impossible to figure out. But yeah, Pasha says, yeah, someone went to day school or something like that, absolutely, according to Chazanish, there's no way to be make all those circles. In terms of the other, I'm going to now discuss five other of the more contemporary Gedolim in the last generation, and their Shitas. Rav Yashiv, Rav Moshe, Rav Avadya, Rav Asher Weiss, and Rav Shem Zalman. Rav Yashiv...
What if you went to, like, a bad day school?
A Solomon Schechter. Not traditional, or whatever, non-denominational.
Yeah, or a school that's doing a bad job, as you're being with mixed messages, and kids doing bad things.
Yeah, so I think we'll find some Shita, but yeah, I don't know. Everything here... Really, we're trying to paint the picture is the extremes are going to be clearly Tiras Shemesh, clearly not. And once we say it goes by individuals, which this law of the laws of Al-Rishi likes Hachita, yeah, that's Hashib Shah. Like, there's none of the posts that I saw that said, like, oh, there's a clearly rule that applies to other. It's clearly dependent on people. You can get down the Hagdars that I think we will try to get down. Like, what are the general guidelines? Like, you have to figure out what is it, totally on how much knowledge gives any knowledge. So, Rav Yashiv, he thought, just not in terms of the shear, he just held Tinah Shenishba is always a suffix. You're never sure someone is a Tinah Shenishba, and the whole thing in Sin and everything else is that suffix, and we're always machmer for both sides. If it's Rav Yashiv. He quotes, like Mamish wrote down a bunch of them, he quotes it in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 8, from 8 Svarim, and then he got a letter from it. So he has like from 8 different Talmidim that quoted Rav Yashiv, and there are like lots of different versions of everything he said. He has it from, he spoke to Rav Yashiv's son, and it's like, I'm just summarizing that's that possibility. And some of the other quotes of Rav Yashiv are going to be more like some of the other Shitas here, so I'm just... He is much more machmer. Rinnis and Kralt also has like a shita like that. Even on Durban, yeah, for Derezin and Durban, for counting for Minyan, for every Mamish, it comes out of Chumar everywhere. That you can't be Makal on anything. Can't count them for a Minyan, but you can't be Makal them for Rippus either. Can't, yeah, for anything. You couldn't be Makal. Then he quoted, the son of Rav Yashiv said, his father it said if he had hardly any interaction with a Jew and it was only a din derabanan shaila, then he would be more likely to be makel to assume he's like a tinah shenishba. So meaning he would hold like the minyan like kula on a din derabanan in certain cases. In other words, like it's a sniff. It's fine. Rav Moshe.
But even everyone has to agree. Like if there's people in the world who are Jewish that don't even know they're Jewish. Those people are
Tino Shinish. The way it's brought in his name was that he wasn't sure that the whole that Shita was right. The Minchat Elazar's Tana is that it's having modern Das that I can think that certain things in Torah are modern, certain things are Asr, is totally chrome. It's the type of thing that it's not a good rationalization. Someone invented the rule that we could be Jews at heart, or we could keep half Shabbos, or we could. And anybody invented like something like that is based on their own rationalization. That's not a Toz. That's like Tinah Shenishba. That's just nonsensical.
But if somebody's never heard of Torah and never met a Jew, they do Tinah Shenishba. Like,
yeah.
The concept still exists.
And the Lazar would agree. The Nilkan Lazar is talking about in Germany or in modern places where they're Reform or Conservative, and they're based on. He's really coming to argue that.
And what about the Karaim?
The Karaim? Well, again, I don't know all the generations, what the experience was. Rav Yashiv was very, very machmer on this. He wasn't ready to be makel for it. Okay, Rav Moshe, in most of his shuls, actually does not hold so much of Tinah Shenishba. In like the later Chalakim, in Dalet and Hay, in the Or Chaim, in like in Chet and Tet, he does write some Tinah Shenishbas. It seems like there are lots of questions exactly what Rav Moshe's Shita was. The best resolutions are from Rav Reuven Feinstein, Rav David Feinstein, and from some quotes from Rav Moshe himself. This laws of outreach say that Rav Moshe's Shita was, it really depends on the in-town Jews and out-of-town Jews. The in-town Jews are in-town, out-of-town. That was not actually the words in the book.
in quotes, were the Jews that were aware of Orthodox communities that, and they actually came in touch with them, they experienced something of what they, what an Orthodox community means. Then that's not Tikkun Shemesh. Rav Moshe was much more machmir, as opposed to, and probably
maybe that's now not Lakula.
Yeah, even Lakula. The tshuva that shows it's clear Lakula is because he talks about, he passels a day. Yeah, there were two a day from Kedushin, which were went to college in Germany, in Russia, and they were not, they weren't religious. They had no mezudeos, and he passed the kedushin and he matured an aguna without a get because he said there was no kedushin. So he held. He writes that was one of the bigger truths. That's Ibn Ezra Chelek Aleph. He writes a very big arichos. Ben lekula ben lechomra. The amumra is not like Jewish at all, and there's no stuff. And there he writes all the stories about just because he has rationalization this and that, still a mumra. He writes a lot
that's
of those strong languages.
That's someone who is religious.
No, he said the person was brought up not religious.
The Russian people in the college in Russia?
Yeah.
College brought up not religious. They were just,
and still he says, they're a mumra. There's so many tshuvas and so many cases, it's like impossible. Yeah. They're like, no, for sure. I don't know all the truths. Whatever it is, but he says someone who drives in Shabbos is a mumer even today. And
Moshe did the biggest favor to the conservatives by saying that their Edom are no good, and that solved all Manzer's problems.
Okay.
They never married in the first place.
Yes.
That sounds familiar.
Yeah, it sounds very familiar. I think we never heard her really say that.
Their Edom could all be Tiyok Shemishpos are Pasolegas too, though. Right? Tiyok Shemishpos.
The Rav Moshe Tshuva there in that same Tshuva did not use Tinyan Shanishma, he used Mumar B'Shogeg. He did say words that he still be possible Eidus. And his rise were from Karaim and the Rambam. The Rambam says the Karaim are, you know, some years. Yeah, so you're right. My application of this Rav Moshe Tshuva, he said the Tshuva, yeah, might not be.
Maybe the Edom were kosher. They were the realm right here. I don't know.
No. He was talking about the Edom. I said Edom. Yeah. Okay. He's not talking about the Edom. No, Eino Chanavi. Your Ha'ara is that a tshuva that's a riot to everything? No, it's not a riot to everything. It's a good point.
Well, it depends what he said. I don't know what
there, but there, he does bring up the rationalization being mumer. He brings up lots of the. I can't go through all the tshuvas. I don't even know all of them at all. But the way it was brought here from Reuven Feinstein, Rav David Feinstein, like, was that. The Jews that had no the Jews that grew up in a reform or conservative community that or whatever not even community out of 10 that had never experienced Orthodox Jews, they're definitely a Tinyan Shanishma.
What does it help to know that what does it help to know that they exist if it's not you?
I think that those who accepted lock, stock, and barrel of the Binyan scene, I think just say, like, secular Jews are all Tinyan Shanishma because they have modern rationalization.
Yeah.
Right. I think these post-game are sort of saying, we don't fully follow, like, the Chazon Ish is in between, which is that rationalizations based on, like, this is too hard for me, or, like, I don't want to do that lifestyle, are not valid rationalizations. Those rationalizations still make the person a mumer. It's really, he's not a mumer if he never heard that there is another system of things that present what truth is. That's if he never heard of that system, but then Vada is saying Shanishma. Once he heard of it, then like it should be for him. He should learn about it. He should figure out that it's right. If he still doesn't think of it as, it doesn't fit for him, it doesn't make sense to him, fine. So then he's a mumer, and he doesn't believe in our beliefs. That's his decision, though. But he, once he had a choice to reject it, it's a choice. That's of the more machmir, and Rav Moshe has a similar. Sorry, Rav Avadia has a similar thing that he says between Israel versus Chutz La'aretz, that in Chutz La'aretz or Tinyan Shanishma and Eretz Yisrael, the Israeli secular Israelis are not Tinyan Shanishma. But I don't know how much. It really depends. No, but Ein Rechanami. It's No. It's. I think it's all the sheer question. What would he say about any individual case? You have to like have a lot of shim. You have to have like seen all the chuvas and shimush and whatever. Anyway, Aznid Bru, same thing. Okay. Rav Shlomo Zalman, he really didn't like the Tina Shanishba Shita, unless they were never ever exposed to an Orthodox Jew. And like all the Makoros I put on Wikipedia, whatever, or it's on in that book. So Rav Shlomo Zalman really didn't like that. But he says, like, we're counting them for minyan and certain derabam things. He's mitzayir of the hakel for other reasons. I didn't see all the truvas. But in Parati halachic cases, he brings kulas, but maybe a mumer does count for minyan and other things. But in general, as a shita, he didn't like that shita at all. Then Rav Asher Weiss is the most makel of the shitas. He thinks even Israelis, even somebody that does live in Yerushalayim or something like that, and it's secular and the like, he says the reason that they're very aware, but yet they didn't go through the whole system, and the reason that they have such as, even if they're very aware of Orthodox, they have disdain for it because of the media, from the TV and media, and their Tinuk Shanishba, Aide the media. That's Rav Asher Weiss and Chelik Aleph. Even if they hear about Orthodoxy, the more they have disdain for it is purely because of their upbringing, then that's never going to be make them, almost never, they'll be not Tinuk Shanishba. In terms of like, that's safer, the laws of outreach. Yeah. In terms of the quote of David Cohn about someone who was brought up in Jewish schools and then went off to Derech and said on a case-by-case basis, sometimes he would say it's a Tinuk Shanishba if there are certain things, for example, he was either abused physically or sexually by a parent or teacher, or he never was, now this, I don't know what this means, he was never exposed to a critical amount of Torah learning. Then, whatever that means, I don't know exactly what it means.
Why does
1 year or
make you a Tino Shanishba?
Because then he's like an onus, like, because then he feels that religious people are crazy and or whatever, like he doesn't, he's like onus, he's like onus.
Okay.
He doesn't,
very expensive.
Yeah, you have to, as it says there, like it's an individual case by case thing. Like you can never, it's like it's a really hard to apply. Anyway, all I want to say from all this, and the B'chakam and Yamin says back in Hilchos Ribis that he thinks you have to be machmir in Hilchos Ribis, even if you follow Shulchan Aruch, even if you're starting, and you say we always follow mumers, mutter, and take ribis from them. He says conservative and reformed Jews and stuff like that. That there's a sod in the postkim that they definitely are Tina Shanishba, you can't be Makel. That's what he brings over there. That's his example of conservative reform. Ravadya in a tshuva, I think it was Hey Yadav, I don't actually know where it is, I'll look it up. But Ravadya in a tshuva has a sod lahakal based on a mumer. He didn't describe very much about this guy, but it was a secular Israeli. He didn't describe very much about him. He said, he was a mumer, and he has sod lahakal. Taking ribbis, he's the one that says exactly in Shulchan Aruch, a mumer, you can take ribbis. He didn't bring that whole tshuva, the Tina Shanishba business. And it sounds like in the tshuva he was willing to say, he's mamish mumer, you can mamish do it. Though, just to be completely honest, that wasn't the whole, that wasn't the point of the tshuva. The main part of the tshuva was the other side. Could you follow the cheat and the Ramban to give him ribbis? And he ends up saying, you can't do that, we'll only follow Shulchan Aruch, and for that, go with Heteriska. So that part of the tshuva where he's really discussing this question, he never brings it up. It does imply a little bit that he really held it, but I don't know. I'm not sure it's the question at all, because it's not the main question he was thinking about. I think there is some implication there. I think there would be broad shoulders. I know it's not Chalkum and Yaman. I do think there will be broad shoulders to rely on to use as a sniff of Hakel like that red eyes. To use a sfeik. If you have another side of the Hakel in a Rabbi Shailim, or even Safik, he's Jewish in the first place, to do a sfeik and say, Safik, he's not Jewish. Or Safik, there's not religious to begin with. Or even if it is, but maybe a Mumer is, maybe he's a Mumer, maybe he's a Tanish Shanishba, and if he's a Mumer, I'm allowed to take ribbons from him. To make it like that, I think there's a broad shoulders to rely on. Chalkum and Yaman doesn't argue on me. He just says, we follow the Tinshin Ishbashitas. as I've learned from the sugya, it seemed to me that there's a big sad lahakel because the Minchat Allah are okay, but we have Yashiv was always mad from both sides. Yeah, he wouldn't say like what I'm saying, but he thought it was a suffix. As does Ramosha and a bunch of Jews doesn't think it's clear that we apply to Nishma, and for many Jews in town or the Israelis or the like, based on Rav Moshe or Rav Adya or Rav Zilber or Rav Binyamin Zilber or Rav Shlomo Zalman, to rely on any of those poskim that I just mentioned to say that there's a sad that there actually are a mumer, I think it's a sad log.
You're asking the question. You have to find out who's Jewish.
Yeah, so let's get to that question.
Saying, like,
let's say it was a valid suffix.
So do I have to go ask? I'm saying, do I go? Like, do I have to ask him?
Other more questions that aren't.
He doesn't know he's Jewish.
Yeah, I guess.
How irreligious is someone to be a mumar? Like,
what are
some of
the regular things, like Michal Shabbat, the Herhesia. They don't have they disagree with the norms and laws. They don't hold the Torah Shema Peh. Meaning, if somebody... They're not moving. They wouldn't be allowed to have the right. They're all... And any of the things, the clothes they have are all over Muntin. They're all like... They're not moving.
Me or he doesn't?
I don't think anybody... People who do half Shabbos... You have to judge. Like, if it's a license, it's one thing. It's just a text on the phone. Like, I don't know. You have to judge. Like, I'm not sure. I think they're all my most. I think that they like think electricity is one big thing. Right? So that's why they don't do it.
He has no idea. He's Jewish. Okay. Now,
I wouldn't be. I would never want to be Maple and say, like, oh, let's judge. I still hop on a modern Orthodox guy. Even a modern Orthodox. I would never do that. I would do it for someone who is conservative, reformed, has no shaykhs with any shaykhs. I feel there is definitely a strong sign of poskim to call him a mumer, and that's why I'm. That's why I'm giving this liberal to say. There is a sign of poskim.
He's not going to listen to your review. He's going to for that. There's no point. I'm really scared about it. But what is that about Riddus in general? Mumma the Dover Echad. Let's say this is a guy, he's Jewish, but he looks like...
A Mumma the Dover Echad?
He doesn't
no,
care
he's
about
Riddus. No, he's
every
not.
Every deal he does is real estate. He's Riddus.
But he's a firm guy, part of the firm.
Yeah.
I think...
He knows about Riddus?
He knows about Riddus. It's just not for him. Shabbos is for him. Rubis is when you lend money, not when you do real estate.
Rubis is when the lawyer doesn't agree.
I don't know. I have to think about it. I don't know. There is such a thing as a moment for Davar Echad, makes him a moment for everything.
Right,
I don't
it could
know.
Be like, some, like, I don't know, right. Some people are, they don't know about Mumer. So they're Michal Shabbos.
So is that what Kirish Nishba?
Hmm.
He never learned.
Yeah, I'd say, what's the status of that person?
No, that person never learned, so he's just showy about this.
But
so
not,
he's not a moment.
So he's not a moment?
If the guy knows he's doing the wrong thing and he just thinks it's like wild cumbers, like that's, I don't know, that's questionable.
Can he say he's not a moment at all?
I don't know. I feel like if you asked 10 from people off the street, like, what do you think are the halakhic issues that would be involved in real estate?
I think they wouldn't get ribbons.
Maybe one or two would mention ribbons. Even Bnei Yeshiva.
Stealing.
Just to take it back to the other topic within.
I just think Ribbis is not a popular isser. The Rambam has a Hilchos Shabbos about like kosher and matir are things that people don't even know about.
Okay.
Those are like his examples.
Okay.
The Rambam gives like examples like kosher and matir.
Actually, so that's not even on the plate. That's not more at all.
We were just having a side conversation. Like, I mean, otherwise, like modern Orthodox people who like show me again.
I think that's hard to say. They're not at the moment.
No, that they don't.
They don't get it. They don't realize.
They
know
it's us. Every rabbi ever tells them that.
I think they still. I think they still think it's a chumra. Maybe let's have him. Okay, so that's a serious shot.
I'm not talking about, like, the teenagers.
Remember, let's have him, what else is possible?
But, like the adults that I know that are, like, they like shake women's hand and give them like a half a hug. It's not like l'tayavon that they're doing it like for the gishmak.
It's for the social norm.
It's sad that we live in this in there. People like, I don't know. I feel like that it's hard. I have a feeling it's hard to say.
So you see anyone on this? Or
no. This is a line I haven't discussed. Discussed. Not in that laws is of outreach, say for which is for people that are modern. That are important question. I don't know the answer. What was it? Right, Bechler's had one, whatever, in the contemporary halacha. Somebody went to Ish in Israel for like more than a year for a while, and then he went off the derech, totally intermarried or something. And he said he heard from Moshe Shapiro that he's considered Tehillim Shemush. Living in a year in Israel is not considered enough. What's the issue?
Like
yeah. Yeah, maybe. I don't know if a year it was like one child. But I think it's different. I think different postim will give different numbers. I think different people will give different numbers. I don't think that's standard. I think if you think that all Israelis are in town, Jews are all numerous that are not, those one are not from, are, I think that they didn't have a year of learning. They didn't have any of that. There were. So, back to Ribbis. In terms of, do you have to find out if somebody is Jewish or not Jewish? So, corporations a different day, some will give on, but the sheet that some of them are all some sheet that's corporation all mutter, some of the split that Rav Moshe they can give ribbis, not take, fine. There's always also a shita, and then there's a shita I really want to focus on is Bris Yehuda mentions like a big shita, a shita that goes by a majority of the company. It's like the big stakeholders are Jewish, then it's like a Jewish company, if not now. Do you have to find out about that? Do you have to go find out if you think that sheet is right by corporation? It's not all mutter or all sir. You think it depends on majority ownership? Do you have to find out about that? Or do you have to find out individual case? You know, you're doing business with somebody. You have to find out if they're Jewish or not. So the answer is, I would think, I guess Reshefter. Okay, just over Reshefter.
Why does Reshefter hold on corporations?
Okay, so he wasn't ready to make on all corporations. We asked him, he was ready to make on the abundance channel. I don't think he likes following or relying on Moshe. The rugged chapter is the most makeable. He'll say that both directions there's no rivers and corporations. Yeah, it's totally makeable.
I just want to know what Reshefter
definitely doesn't hold that.
What's he holding on corporations?
I don't know. I think he thinks like. It's like I think he likes that cheetah that corporations are a different entity, but he's not ready to actually pass the hakol on the rice shells at all. Under abundance, he passes a pass on that. He'll be make all those sort of things.
I thought he says in general that it's like a sveikah l'dina.
Yeah.
He won't make a bracha on tvilas kilim if it's made by a corporation.
Definitely won't pass him a kula on a ribas derasha like that rabbi chaver. He's not going to do that. And not even like Ramosha, I don't think. He tries avoiding it by following Ramosha that the corporations, they could. And that's like the psak here, Willig also says, right? That you shouldn't follow Ramosha. That he doesn't like following Ramosha that. By corporations, that it's mutzer for the corporation to give it. Okay, that's a big sheet to Ramosha, but it's machlok. Shlomo Zalman disagrees with it. It's a big sheet. It's a big machlok. And then there's a sheet that goes by majority ownership. Like that, Gracie Huda thinks it's like Rove Post. Mr. Ribbis likes that sheet. Like, okay, it's a real sheet that you look at like the biggest ownership of the company. If it's Jewish, it's Jewish. If it's not, not. So that, if you think that sheet is right, I mean, there are some sheets that, if there's any shit of that's a goy, any shit of that's a Jew, it's all awesome. That's going to answer everything. So, if you think, like, that sheet that depends on majority ownership, then, Roshafter said, you should try to find out. Because if it's like, you know, Gemara Pesachim, that you can figure out, if there's plus a kato baduk, but Lishai Lego, ask him, you should ask him. Because if you get if it's Kal Efshir Levar, if you start Levar, you can't rely on Rov, you have to move out. If it's Efshir Levar, you should try to move out. It's like in Hilchas Shchita or in Hilchas B'digas Pesach, you can figure out, you have to ask. He said, if you can't figure out, it's not shy to figure out, or it's very difficult to find out. So then you can go back to follow the rules of Rov. And that's what I saw in the Mishpatei Ribbis. He quotes the Marshag and the Shulei David. Same thing with the corporation thing. If you have a corporation, you don't know if it's majority owned Jewish or not.
can't really figure it out. The published data is not enough to figure it out. You go to the majority of companies. So in Marshag, they companies in your town, and the Mishpate Rebbe says it goes by a country. Before it doesn't even go by country, it like should go by whoever in your marketplace, like almost the whole world, whatever. Whoever's in your, whoever Shaykh you would have possibly encountered. Anyway, it's a majority of them. And Roshefter said, like, he said, are you sure there's majority investors in real, I was saying about real estate, if someone just asks you a client if they're Jewish or not. So he said, maybe there are rogue Jews are in real estate because they're all Picklin. So I don't assume that's actually, I hope that's not, I don't think that was the case. I don't, anyway, figure out what's rogue. If that is rogue, is it rogue? Jews in real estate?
In New York, it is.
Oh, wow. The people that invest.
The money.
I'm saying, for the ones that are investing, are, it could be rogue Jews. Okay. So then you can't, then, okay, you can only use rogue if rogue is there. You have to, okay, in New York, so you have to, okay, so Shelter's time is right. I didn't even realize.
Real estate is predominantly whites and predominantly like more than any other.
Right, so it's a lot of Jews.
95% whites. Yeah. So in New York, I don't know how many whites there are, but there are 1.5 million Jews.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So it's a very high percentage just of the general population, of the whites, of those who are doing it higher. Okay. It's shy enough to say it could be real. Okay, so, all right. You know, fine, then there's not, but for like Stam
banks.
Yeah, exactly. You have to, every case, you have to do roll of that which, of the type of transaction discussed. If you're talking about investing in a bank, yes, then you go to roll of banks in America. Those are my understanding for sure. But has to be on the type of show that you're asking. And just to me it was a question, but obviously what is a sugya for a different day. Why isn't it kavua if I'm, especially if it's something like online? This is the, I'll just present the show that as it was asked. Rafi still asked a question years ago. Why don't, when, if you buy something on Amazon, you know, third party sellers and lots of other companies and non-companies, individuals selling stuff, if you think, this we'll have to do some other day, someone will do return policies. If you think all the return policies are problematic for Ribbis because they say, you try on the shirt or whatever you're going to do with it, and if you don't like it, send it back to us. And it comes out that, if you say, it comes out as Mavatil, the sale, and really it was on condition of me and Carter, they didn't let me do it back. So then I used his stuff for free, and it was a big halva, and he let, because I gave him a halva of $15 for one day, he let me wear a shirt for 3 seconds. Or shoes or whatever, even for he really let me do it for up to a month or whatever they let the return policy. So then that's Shiloh Rebbe. It's okay, we'll figure out if that's actually a problem. Hopefully it won't be. Common thought it was Mitzvah, but we'll see. If it is a Shiloh, so Rafi said, wait a minute, why don't we say it's Kavua? I picked somebody on the list, I picked the cheapest or whoever the best rating of the people there. And like from the vendor's name, I have no, the username, Joey something or other. I have no idea if they're Jewish or not. So, what do I do? And I can't, usually I can't figure out too much about it. Maybe I can send him an email. But I'm not sure I can figure it out. So, yeah, because they're return policy. Yeah, he thought the return policy thing was not a shell. He said, Aris gave a chabur about the return policies last year. So he said, like, it's a shell, but he thinks, like, he thought all the regular ones are mother. Whatever. Someone give a chabur about that. I'll get to it. If you thought they were awesome, then, or you figure out some other case, it doesn't really matter. Ribbis Shaila. Could you call them kavua on the internet and say it's like in the Gemara and Ksubas, it's only rove when you only say rove when it's called a parshman when she left her house to the shuk and then she was nanas. But not if the guy comes into her house and there's a manas her there because all the houses and the women in their houses are kavua. So to over here. Each of the vendors are sitting in their own houses or companies or whatever, and I'm clicking on one of them. So it's kavua within their marketplace. Both Roshefter and Rav Willi thought this was in the Shaila. Then Rishab didn't explain why it's not kavua. He said, I have to learn kavua again. And he thought this is called rov and not kavua. You could probably say in the virtual marketplace, they are extending their hand to me. They are leaving from their makom to making a deal. I don't know exactly what you say in the virtual world. But maybe that's called parish. I sent an email to Rafi, so he said the same story. He said, I thought that's the story of the hakel, is that in the virtual marketplace, we are meeting up. Okay, so he left his house, and that's called not kavu, it's called makom, and therefore it's rov.
The Rabbi Rizkabura you mentioned was
I don't
about
know
this point, or was it just about whether it's
not
a kavu,
or it's about, yeah, it's about whether or not it's a sale, full two sales, or it's one sale with a, you know, the Rabbi Rizkabura is about,
Scott.